DW.
The rain is pouring as Leroy Minor maneuvers his three-wheeler over pothole-ridden streets into the poorer parts of Nairobi. It's still very early, and his way through the dark dawn is lit by two bright lamps, which are powered by the sun. Leroy gets around on a solar-powered cargo e-tricycle. He wears a bright green rain jacket and covers his legs with yellow plastic. The solar panel atop the e-bike acts as a roof, sheltering him from the elements.
Full battery charge on Saturday, it can do you a good 60 kilometers. And on a sunny day, a full battery charge can take you up to 100 kilometers. So the panels gives you an extra range when it's sunny.
The e-bike can reach speeds of up to 40 kilometers an hour, even when it's carrying a heavy load. Amazingly, the battery keeps charging even on cloudy, rainy days like this. Leroy works for a local company called Kwanza Tukule. It delivers staple foods to street food vendors in mostly impoverished neighborhoods using renewable energy. At the company's headquarters, a worker shakes black beans in a sieve to clean them.
We want to be sustainable, that's the number one driver, but also we want to be economically sustainable so that we're able to produce products that are affordable for our customers, who are mainly the poor. And in order to do that, we find it more efficient to use green energy. The solar bikes that we use, we don't pay any fuel for them, and they're able to carry more cargo compared to a motorbike.
The day continues to be rainy as Minor loads up the cargo bike and begins to make his rounds. The electric cargo trike was developed by Kenyan startup Solar E-Cycles. General Manager Alex Makaliwa is confident that affordable solar-powered electric vehicles have a future in Africa.
Sustainable mobility is wonderful because it's good for the environment, especially in Kenya and in Africa, where our population will grow massively over the next 20 to 30 years. So the environmental case is a very strong case that we always have to make.
The number of vehicles driving on gasoline or diesel is on the rise in African cities, worsening air pollution and increasing carbon emissions. That's why the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, is promoting electromobility in Africa and Asia. It's been working on introducing electric two- and three-wheelers. Rob De Jong of UNEP whizzes past on a lime green e-motorcycle. He speaks perched atop the motorbike.
In Kenya, the biggest emission when it comes to climate change is the transport sector. And the biggest polluter when it comes to health is the transport sector. And within the transport sector, these old, dirty motorcycles are one of the biggest polluters. So we want to replace them completely with zero emissions electric motorcycles like this one.
In Kenya, more than half of the electricity comes from hydropower. Renewables such as solar and wind power and geothermal energy are also gaining ground. This relatively green energy mix creates an excellent basis for e-mobility. And yet, there are just 300 electric mopeds on the busy streets of the Kenyan capital. The main obstacle to e-mobility in Kenya is inadequate infrastructure. For car drivers, the battery range is too limited. Plus, there are hardly any charging stations. Kenyan company Knights Energy wants to change that. But there is a chicken and egg problem, explains Felix Kamiri of Knights Energy at a charging station outside of the city.
For electric cars to be mainstream, people say we need chargers, we need fast chargers. But for fast chargers to be established, we need electric cars. So there must be that group of people that's willing to take the fast risk.
A driver for Green Spoon, a grocery ordering platform, charges the e-van she uses for delivering groceries. Eat green, breathe clean, reads the slogan on the van. It's painted green, of course. Opibus, with its 40 employees, installs electric engines in cars and motorbikes. It also plans to retrofit buses soon. Electric mobility, benefits not only the environment, but also the economy here in Kenya, says Opibar's co-founder, Philip Lofstrom.
Going forward, we will go more and more towards manufacturing of a deeper and deeper level, which means that we can make Kenya into the actual central hub for electric vehicles of this region. And we can move away from importing these vehicles. Having the vehicles manufactured here makes sure that we can have an easier way of accepting the vehicles. That means that we can have a bigger spread of these vehicles, and that means that we faster can have a sustainable transport system.
But for the time being, electric vehicles remain something of a niche market in Kenya. E-mobility still has to gain a lot of ground before it can improve air quality and quality of life in cities like Nairobi.
DW.